Kof or Kuf is the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The ancient symbol for Kof is the sun on the horizon. The modern Kof has a sound resembling the English K, as in queen. And a few common words beginning with Kof will be Kadosh, which means to be holy or sanctify. The first time we encounter this word is in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. Another word that's very common and we see in the Hebrew Bible is kol, which means voice or sound. So when you see Cole Blackwood, you could say, hey, I know what your name means in Hebrew. It means voice or sound. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8 says, And they heard the sound of the Lord, or the voice of the Lord in the old King James Version. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Another place where we see the voice of the Lord is in John the Baptist's description of his ministry. He is a voice crying in the wilderness. So a voice in the wilderness would be Kol Bamidbar, which Isaiah speaks of John the Baptist's ministry. Another word that is found early on and used quite often in the Hebrew Bible is the word kum, which means rise, arise, or establish. We first encounter this word, this Hebrew word in the Bible in Genesis chapter 4 verse 8. Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up, that's the word rose up, against his brother Abel and killed him. Kof is masculine in gender and by its ancient pictograph means time, circle, or condense. As the 19th letter, Kof has the numerical value of 100. And because the word kadosh, which means holy, and begins with the letter Kof, some rabbis teach that the letter itself is said to be holy. The letter Kof therefore represents the Lord Jesus Christ, since he is the Holy One of Israel. Even the ancient symbol for Kof, which is that little circle with the line through it representing the horizon, the sun on the horizon, speaks of Christ's holiness, whereas Psalm 113 verse 3 says, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised, which it is. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He is the author and finisher of faith, or the founder and protector of faith. From the rising of faith to its setting, the Lord's name is praised. And so that's kind of a representation of Kof. Psalm 119 verses 145 to 152 presents Kof words. I'll be reading from both the English Standard Version and the Old King James Version. Verse 145 says, with my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. In the Old King James Version, it says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. The first word in Psalm 119, verse 145 is, okay, don't laugh at this one, karati. It means I cried or I called out. And it sounds just like the word for the Japanese martial art karate, karate. So karate, it means I cried or I called out. Because the Lord Jesus cried out to his heavenly Father with a whole undivided heart and kept his statutes, our prayers are heard and answered for Christ's sake and his exaltation. John chapter 14 and verse 13 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Is that John 14, 13? That is not. That's 14:3. 13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And so we ask in his name. We cry, because he cried out unto the Heavenly Father perfectly, then we can cry out in Christ's name because of Christ. In verse 146, it says, I call to you, save me that I may observe your testimonies. In the Old King James Version, it says, I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. The Hebrew word there comes from the same root, kara, which means to call out. It's karaticha, which is I cried unto you or I call to you. A great truth this is. Unless we are saved, we cannot keep God's law. For only the redeemed endeavor to obey God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, or in the King James Version, are not grievous. Verse 147 says, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. The Old King James Version says, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. the Hebrew, the first Hebrew word that begins this verse is kedamti. It means I anticipated, because kedem means before. And prevented would be the Old King James word, the word used in the Old King James Version for meaning before. Christ's habit was to rise before dawn to commune with the Father. It should be ours as well. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35 says, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And this was Jesus' habit much throughout his ministry. In verse 148, it says, my eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. And in the Old King James Version, it says, mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Remember the word prevent in verses in the Old King James Version. Today it means that prevent means to keep it from happening. But that's it means precede or before. In the Old King, the translators of the day of the Old King James English. And so basically it means before. And kidmu, the word that it begins with in Hebrew, kidmu means before it or before he or before him, depending on whether it's speaking of a person or speaking of, like in this case, night watches, which is not speaking so much of persons, but time. Mine eyes prevented the night watches. Or let me invert the English Standard Version, where it says in verse 148, my eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. In other words, as prayers and meditations upon the word are appropriate early in the morning, as we see in verse 147, they are also blessed early in the evening before we go to bed. Verse 149 says, hear my voice according to your steadfast love, O Lord. According to your justice, give me life. And steadfast love there, if I remember from weeks ago when I studied it in my Hebrew Bible, I believe that that is the Hebrew word chesed for mercy. Chesed type mercy or steadfast love. In the Old King James Version, verse 149 says, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. And it begins with the first Hebrew word. It's koli, koli. And it means my voice. Kol means voice. Koli means my voice. And I like biblical Hebrew much better, because in modern Hebrew, it's hakol shali would be my voice. It's just too many syllables, hakol shali, which literally means the voice of mine. Why say that? Why don't you just use the biblical Hebrew? It says koli, my voice. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Our voices are only heard because of God's mercy toward us in Christ, and we are only made alive because of Christ receiving judgment on our behalf. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Verse 150 says, they draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. In the Old King James Version, it says, they draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. The Hebrew word that verse 150 begins with is karvu. Karvu means they approach. It's from the Hebrew root word karev, which means near or approach. Those who know not Christ's cross love darkness, are offended by Christ's light in the cross, and will do anything to douse that light. John chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, the Lord Jesus said, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. Verse 151 says, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. In the Old King James Version, it says, it uses the word thou instead. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. The Hebrew word it begins with in that sentence, in that verse, is karov, which means near. As near as the enemy may seem, the Lord Jesus is closer. For we are humbled by the truth of his commandments. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. And finally, in verse 152, it says, long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. In the Old King James Version, it says, concerning thy testimonies, I have known, O Lord, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. It begins with the Hebrew word kedem. Kedem means long ago, and of old is how it's translated in the Old King James Version. In the English Standard Version, it says, long have I known. But it means basically long ago. Christ redeemed are awakened to the truth of his eternal testimonies implanted into the image of mankind. It says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, for the invisible things of God, or for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. Brother Mike, did you have something?
This verse, they draw nigh. They're not drawing nigh to God. They're drawing nigh
to the psalmist.
To the psalmist.
Yes. In verse 150, Brother Mike was asking about that. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. They're approaching in the... let me read Psalm 150 in the English Standard Version again. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. And English Standard Version does somewhat clarify that. In the Hebrew, it means that they're drawing near to me. Those that are evil are trying to approach me. They're trying to draw near to me to douse the light that is in me. But because they are far from the law of the Lord, they're, as Jesus said, that they hate the light, for their deeds are evil, as the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 3. I wrote a devotion this morning speaking of that concerning grace in Matthew chapter 13, that the people who are of the flesh, legalists, they hate grace and want to dispose of grace. They want to kill and destroy grace. They want to confound it. because to them, their works are those things that need to help out Jesus Christ. When he said it is finished, obviously it wasn't finished enough for them who dislike grace, who hate grace, who hate the light.
They want to take the moral high ground.
Which makes them actually lower. It settles them in the dust. The verse that I'm, the challenge that I have for you tonight is Psalm 119, verse 149. In the English Standard Version, it says, "Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life." Or in the King James Version, it says, "Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment." So my challenge is, don't memorize verse 137, memorize verse 149. That's a typo again. No, it's not. It's a typo in my notes. Each morning when, memorize verse 149 in your favorite Bible version. Early in the morning, as it says in 147, and in the evening before you go to bed, consider the mercy of God. The steadfast love, that's it. It is the chesed mercy of Hebrew. His loving kindness, his steadfast love. Consider those things in, by, and through the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do these thoughts make you more alive? Does it increase through the week as your meditations draw you closer to Christ? Have you suffered more temptations, tribulations, or persecutions, as it says in verse 150? By doing this, did Christ comfort you, as it says in verse 151, despite this? So you may have to read this over again a couple times, but this is my challenge to you. As you're memorizing that early in the morning, think, consider the cross of Christ and God's love through the cross of Christ. And mark how do you receive more persecutions or tribulations or trials? I know Brother Galen is suffering more tribulations and persecutions physically, just as a child of God. But consider that, does Christ drawing near to you comfort you in your thoughts of that? Any questions or comments? Okay. That's my challenge to you this day, tonight.